Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
If you haven't read the book, Tuesdays with Maury, it's an account of Mitch Albom's weekly reunions with his old college professor, Maury Schwartz. Now, Maury was dying when Mitch made contact with him, and the book is a poignant recollection of the wisdoms passed down from teacher to former pupil. It went on to spend 4 years on the New York Times bestseller list, and it has made Mitch an American writing sensation. He was born in New Jersey, and when he left school, he wanted to be a musician, but after a couple of years as a wandering bard, he went back to school to study journalism. He took any commission he could. He may be one of the few writers to have gone from supermarket circulars to selling 28 million books in just under a decade. He is an all-round good egg as well. He's well known for his philanthropic nature. He's already founded 3 charities in the state of Michigan where he now lives. He also works there as a sports journalist for the Detroit Free Press. He's a talented radio broadcaster too. For goodness sake, keep him away. These are his inheritance tracks.
The song that I would inherit is You Made Me Love You by Judy Garland.
You made me love you.
It was taught to me by my grandmother, and it was the first song that I learned how to play on the piano, and she used to sing it walking around the house. And so that song actually introduced me to music, because once I learned that song on the piano, I learned a bunch of other ones and became ultimately a passion of mine. Music is probably as strong a passion to me as writing is. So I guess I've inherited that, even though it's kind of cheesy and corny song. Anything that reminds you of your grandmom is okay.
But there were times, dear.
I was the only one in our family who didn't get piano lessons, and it turned out that I was the only one who became a musician. My uncle dropped off a piano at our house when I was about 9 or 10 years old. He didn't want it anymore, and they put it down in the basement, and I was fascinated by it, and I went down every night and tried to teach myself how to play, and every night I would sit there and try to bang out songs that I had heard. Inevitably, in the middle of my banging, I would hear the door slam from upstairs to the basement, meaning my parents had had enough, shut up and stop playing. One night, probably after years of trying to teach myself how to play, I finished the song and I didn't hear the door slam. And I heard my mom come to the basement door and she said, "That sounded pretty good." When I got out of college, I ended up on a trip to Europe on the island of Crete, at a far, far end of the island in a fishing village called Agios Nikolaos. And there was a hotel a few miles outside over the cliffs that ended up hiring me to be a piano player and a singer. And I had, for about 6-7 months, the most idyllic existence with a bungalow on the Aegean Sea. And every night all I had to do was play some lounge piano and then go sing with the band. And the band was a Greek oompa band, and they'd never had an American performer. And I would do Elvis Presley songs or Ray Charles songs, and I swear there were people there who thought those were originals. I mean, it was so far away from the beaten track that I think they thought like Blue Suede Shoes was something I wrote. So I was a bit of a like rock star on this tiny little island. And if I had any sense at all, I would have stayed there, because who could beat that job? I would have stayed there the rest of my life.
Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do.
I was 20, 21 years old, and I felt I had to get back to New York, you know, to try to make it in the music world, not realizing that there were all kinds of musicians in New York that would have killed for that job that I had. And I gave it up, and I've never been back. And it's sort of like Shangri-La, you know, it sits out there in my past as something that I wish I could get back to now. And one day I'm going to go back and see if the place is still there. And who knows, maybe I'll apply for my old job, because it was a pretty good one. The song that I would pass on would be Have a Little Faith in Me by John Haight. I love his style of singing and writing anyhow, but this particular song has a sort of a strong message of how I lost my cynicism about faith. I think 10 years ago, I was probably as cynical as the average member of the audience towards religion and faith, but I got asked a very unusual question by a rabbi from my small town where I grew up, who I'd known my whole life. He asked me, would you do the eulogy at my funeral? And I was so taken aback by this because I hadn't been religious in years, even though I'd known him my whole life. And who was I to do the eulogy for people who do eulogies?
Have a little faith in me. When the tears you cry,
I said, well, the only way I could do this is if I get to know you as a human being, because I've only known you as an audience member, in the congregation over the years. And so I began what I thought would be, a few weeks or months of trying to get to know him. It turned out to be 8 years. He lived till he was 90. And it became this whole second education in how faith can be lived on a down-to-earth basis, not with all the robes and the pulpits, but how he got through his daily life, his philosophy about happiness and how to treat other people and being satisfied with things.
Have a little faith in me.
I really had the cynicism kind of knocked out of me and had a little faith, so to speak. And so the lyrics of that song remind me that faith is something that's instinctively human. And we have that no other species does, this concept of believing in something that other people have, and also in something bigger than us. I think the song kind of is always going to remind me of that.
And when your back's against the wall, just turn around and you will see. I will catch you. I will catch you fall, baby.
You know what's funny is I took all these notes for the eulogy, and I taped all these conversations so that when the time came, I would have everything organized and be able to do it. And then, as often happens in life, I was away when he actually passed away and had to race back home, had no time to go get any of that stuff or listen to it or look at it, and had to basically talk off the top of my head. It ended up coming out probably exactly as it was supposed to. Hopefully I sent him off with the right words.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.